13 minutes before the hour to 1958 now. I keep mentioning 58 because it was such a phenomenal year. This is Billy Williams and Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter.
Papaya, papaya.
And make believe it came from you.
Papaya, papaya.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got 'em. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better.
Papaya, papaya.
I'll close with love the way you do.
Papaya, papaya.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm gonna make believe it came from you. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. Oh yeah. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm gonna make believe it came from you. Oh yeah, gonna make believe it came from you. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, on KYW here in Philadelphia, this is Wee Willie Bill Weber with the sound of our million-seller tunes. We've been playing them for you from all day Monday through Tuesday up until just about now, because at 12 o'clock, of course, KYW becomes the all-new sound of news radio here in Philadelphia. A fantastic idea. We feel that we know you're going to thoroughly enjoy being well-informed with KYW. This, I guess, will be the last million seller. We want to play an introductory tune to the good sound of all-new, all-news radio. This will be Dar's Day's Que Sera, Sera. Whatever will be, will be.
When I was just a little girl, my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart, what lies ahead? Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. Now I have children of my own. They ask their mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. Future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. Que sera, sera.
Billy Bill Weber here on KYW, and I can't think of a finer way of introducing this fantastic new sound, one I know that you will thoroughly enjoy and be well informed, our KYW All News Radio, than with this tune from Frankie Randall. Listen to it, I mean it.
On a wonderful day like today, I defy any cloud to appear in the sky. Dare any raindrop to plop in my eye. On a wonderful day like today, on a wonderful morning like this, when the sun is as big as a yellow balloon, even the sparrows are singing in tune. On a wonderful morning like this, on a morning like this, I could kiss everybody. I'm full of love and goodwill. Now let me say furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and dine, a pleasure's all mine, and I will pay the bill. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees, show that we're grateful for mornings like these, for the world's in a wonderful way, on a wonderful day like today. On a wonderful day like today, I defy any cloud to appear in the sky. Dare any raindrop to plop in my eye. On a wonderful day like today, on a wonderful morning like this, when the sun is as big as a yellow balloon, even the sparrows are singing in tune. On a wonderful morning like this, on a morning like this, I could kiss everybody. I'm full of love and goodwill. Let me say furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The pleasure's all mine, and I will pay the bill. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should get down on its knees, show that we're grateful for mornings like these, for the world's in a wonderful way. On a wonderful day like today.
This is Bill Weber on Countdown to News Radio. We are now exactly 5 minutes and 30 seconds away from history, the start of KYW's continuous news broadcasting service. To briefly tell you how it all started, here is the president of Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting, Donald H. McGannon.
In June of 1937, a dramatic news flash was presented over KYW in Philadelphia. It was the emotion-choked voice of Herbert Morrison describing as an eyewitness the explosion of the German airship von Hindenburg as was being moored in Lakehurst, New Jersey. This was considered a rather radical departure from the conventional news presentation of that day. And from that day to this, there have been many more innovations and changes that have been made. These have been dictated by the whole evolution and growth and maturity of the medium of radio. It was this fact that dictated the move earlier this year at station WINS in New York City to present news as an entire program fare all the time on that radio station. It is the same fact that dictates that we undertake this here in Philadelphia on KYW. We are convinced that this is well within the capability of radio, that there's a need for this in our times when news is so complex and so voluminous. We are also convinced that there's an opportunity to render a real and genuine service to the community of Philadelphia by this presentation over KYW. We hope that it'll stimulate people to react to news and to, in turn, move into action on issues that concern them as people and as a community. We anticipate that KYW will continue to expand its coverage and, in so doing, render an ever-enlarging public service to this community.
Countdown to News Radio is now 3 minutes and 15 seconds. And here is Pennsylvania's Lieutenant Governor, Raymond Schaefer.
The people of Pennsylvania will appreciate, I know, the all-news broadcasting service of KYW Philadelphia. In these critical times, it is especially important that our citizens be completely informed, and I can think of no faster, immediate way than via radio. As Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania, my best wishes to the staff and management of KYW News Radio as they bring a new public service to Philadelphia and the Delaware Valley.
Countdown to News Radio is now 2 minutes, 45 seconds. And here is the governor of the state of New Jersey, Richard Hughes.
I welcome the opportunity to offer my congratulations and very sincere ones to KYW News Radio as it begins its 24-hour news service. I am confident that this different and challenging approach to news coverage will prove beneficial to many citizens of southern New Jersey.
Countdown to news radio is now 2:22. And here is the governor of the state of Delaware, Charles Terry.
I am happy to have an opportunity to congratulate KYW on the inauguration of its news radio programming policy. This experiment in radio broadcasting should make an outstanding contribution to the increasingly difficult task on the part of the listening public in understanding our complex problems. I am sure that the service provided will be of immense value to the radio public.
Countdown to news radio is now 1:55. And now, the governor of Pennsylvania, William Scranton.
As governor of Pennsylvania, I'm delighted to know that KYW will be bringing the people of Philadelphia and the Delaware Valley continuous news service 7 days a week. I am sure all of us will find this an extremely valuable way of keeping in touch with the important events of the state, the nation, and the world. My personal best wishes for great success to Group W Broadcasting and KYW News Radio, Philadelphia.
Countdown to news radio is now 90 seconds. And to officially launch this exciting new broadcasting service, here is the KYW News Radio General Manager, Richard Harris.
In just a short while, KYW will begin its service of continuous news programming to the people in Philadelphia and the Delaware Valley. It will be the culmination of a tremendous amount of planning and hard work for the dedicated KYW News Radio staff. Since late in June, the newsmen, engineers, secretaries, writers, producers, directors, and sales force have spent long hours in preparation for this day. They've traveled many miles, talked with hundreds of people, and vigorously studied Philadelphia and the vicinity in order to bring you the finest news coverage. In addition to the local KYW staff, other newsmen are ready to report from Washington, New York, London, Paris, and the Far East, Harrisburg, Pittsburgh, and many other cities around the country and around the world. As with the staff here, they too are on 24-hour-a-day news watch, ready to bring you news at any moment. To all of these hard-working and dedicated people, my thanks for the outstanding effort. I pledge that what we are now about to begin will be a vital and responsible force in this area. This is Dick Harris, General Manager of KYW Philadelphia, and I now present to you, the people of Philadelphia and the Delaware Valley, KYW News Radio, all the news, all the time.
All news and only news. This is KYW News Radio at 12 noon, and I'm Steve Porter. The Vatican votes in favor of religious liberty. A Philadelphia magistrate may be holding office illegally. Shastri says he'll abide by a UN ceasefire. No comment from Pakistan. The Adamucci murder case goes to a New Jersey grand jury. The president creates a new national seashore. Details of these and other stories coming up. It's a partly cloudy 82 degrees in Philadelphia. The forecast, mostly sunny, hot, and humid this afternoon with a high near 90. In baseball, the Phillies defeated the Braves 4-1 yesterday. This afternoon, they meet the Cubs in Chicago.
This is the radio station with nothing but news. 24 hours a day, every day. KYW News Radio for Philadelphia. Here's one of the ways that to utilize this unique radio service. Dial your car radio to 1060. Make sure you get us loud and clear. Now, pull out the center button. Make sure you pull it all the way out. Okay, push it back in. From now on, this will be your news button. Anytime you want the news, just push this button. KYW News Radio, Philadelphia's only all-news station.
There has been a vote of almost revolutionary proportions at the Roman Catholic Ecumenical Council in Rome. The delegates voted to accept a preliminary document on religious liberty. This, in effect, commits the council to proceed with the preparation of a final document. Such a document would embody the revolutionary principle that every man is free to worship according to his conscience. This would be an extraordinary departure from Catholic tradition. If the final document is approved, it would have an important impact on the move toward Christian unity. The debate on the council has caused speculation on the declaration's possible consequences, even where past history is involved. The announcement of the result of the vote was greeted by cheers from the Assembly's cardinals, archbishops, bishops, and patriarchs, and non-Catholic observers. A small group of conservative bishops had argued for rejection of the document, and there were reports last night that the conservatives had sent Pope Paul a petition to put off the vote. KYW News Time, 12:02. Reverberations are being felt in Harrisburg as a result of the controversial and lengthy probe by Arlen Specter of the State Justice Department into the magistrate system here in Philadelphia. The two top Republicans in the House, Minority Floor Leader Kenneth Lee and Minority Whip Edwin Eshelman, have proposed that the Assembly take up legislation to overhaul the Philadelphia lower court system. Members of both parties were skeptical that the proposal would meet with general acceptance. Even so, Governor Scranton, in an exclusive interview with KYW News Radio, indicated he would favor such legislation as a natural outgrowth of Specter's investigation.
He makes a recommendation for legislation, and I am very much in favor of such legislation, and sincerely hope that the legislature will take it unto themselves to do this. I think it's important that it be done. However, I think he would be, I don't want to speak for him, but I would say that this does not solve the problem completely. It certainly would help tremendously. But the solution, again, falls back on the change of the judiciary article in the state constitution.
The ancient Philadelphia magistrate system has been under heavy attack recently, and now one magistrate in particular is being questioned. KYW's Bob Williams reports it could mean Magistrate Tomlin Campbell would have to be removed.
Philadelphia Registration Executive Director Harold Salkind is pushing his own investigation into Magistrate Tomlin Campbell's citizenship. In the recently released Specter report on the magistrates, Campbell's citizenship is questioned. According to his marriage license, Campbell was born in the West Indies, but his records at the Registration Commission office show Campbell's birthplace is Georgia. Executive Director Salkind wants his investigators to report back quickly. Then he'll call for a hearing, and he told me he'll subpoena Attorney General Walter Allison Droney, Arlen Specter, the magistrate's probe staff and records, and anyone else necessary to clear up this matter. A check on the legal ramifications reveals that should Campbell be declared not a citizen, legal questions as to the office he's held, the decisions that he's handed down, and funds he's handled may loom rather large. Bob Williams, KYW News Radio.
KYW News Time, 12:04. KYW News Radio reporter Bob Williams says the Girard College Board of Trustees today rejected two plans for integration of the school. One of the plans, submitted by Governor Scranton, suggested that the trustees initiate action to integrate the school. In a letter delivered to the governor this morning, the trustees said they were appointed by the will of Stephen Girard to carry out its directives and could not institute litigation to have the will's purpose declared invalid. A second plan, also rejected, was submitted by Edward G. Bauer, the Philadelphia City Solicitor. Philadelphia Postmaster Anthony Lambert today announced that the West Market Street delivery station at 5229 Market Street will be moved to a new building on the north side of Sansom Street between 50th and 51st Streets. The new facility will be constructed under the Post Office Department's lease construction program. The 75 employees of the station serve a heavily populated area of West Philadelphia that extends for 2 square miles from 45th Street to Cobbs Creek Parkway and from 68th Street to Spruce and Callow Hill Streets. The KYW Big Stories, coming up in 60 seconds.
Ladies, bring romance into your kitchen with a Roper Charm gas range. You'll love the Roper Charm with a convenient eye-level oven, which offers a built-in look without special cabinet work and at reasonable cost. Our full line of models, all the automatic features, and the quality built into every Roper gas range for the last 90 years are available to you now for the price of a standard range. Remember the name Roper. Stop in now at Eagle Seat and Tank, 19th and Washington.
The KYW Big Stories at 12:06. India says it will accept the provisions of a UN ceasefire, but so far no word from Pakistan. A huge fire has raged through the Tennessee State Fair, and the mayor of Nashville has declared the fair closed. Girard College trustees have rejected two plans which proposed integration of the school. The magistrate's investigation report indicates there is the possibility that at least one magistrate, Tomlin Campbell, is holding office illegally.
It's a partly cloudy 82 degrees in Philadelphia. The forecast for Philadelphia and the Delaware Valley, mostly sunny, hot, and humid this afternoon. The high near 90. We'll have southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Low tonight about 70, and the high tomorrow, another hot and humid 90 degrees. The Philadelphia Phils meet the Cubs in Chicago today. Yesterday, they defeated the Braves by a score of 4-0.
Penn State, Notre Dame, Oklahoma, Stanford, Pittsburgh, Georgia Tech, the big ones from all over the country. They're all on the Navy football schedule this fall, and you'll hear all the action on KYW News Radio. Navy tackles Stanford next Saturday, airtime 4:15. Bill Malone and Rip Miller bring you all the excitement of Navy Stanford, Navy football on KYW News Radio.
This is KYW News Radio, all news and only news. I'm Steve Porter, your editor, Fred Walters. The Indian government has announced that Indian and Red Chinese troops exchanged fire at close range in the Himalayan mountains today. The skirmish apparently was brief and bloodless. India government radio said the Chinese soldiers had moved into Indian-guarded territory near the Nathol La Pass, which connects the Indian protectorate of Sikkim with communist-ruled Tibet. The broadcast said the Chinese withdrew and the Indians opened fire. This was the first reported outbreak of Indian firing along the frontier. India's Prime Minister Shastri reportedly has informed the United Nations that India will accept the Security Council's demand for a ceasefire in the Kashmir conflict if Pakistan also complies. A flat declaration that we have accepted the ceasefire was made by India's Education Minister, the leader of the Indian delegation to the UN Security Council. He says it's Pakistan which has not replied. He made the statement on a London stopover while en route to New Delhi from New York. The U.S. Information Service Library in Karachi, Pakistan, has been burned by a mob of about 10,000 Pakistanis, many of them students. The mob also pulled down the U.N. flag from the building. The violence followed a general strike in Karachi to protest the U.N. resolution ordering Pakistan and India to cease fire by tomorrow. The mob shouted anti-UN, anti-US, and anti-Indian slogans. Firemen put out the library fire and police dispersed the mob. Another procession marching toward the U.S. Embassy was blocked by police. There is strong indication that the Soviet attempt to initiate negotiations is being taken seriously in India and Pakistan. To ascertain the Soviet position in the Indian-Pakistan conflict, I talked with KYW European Bureau Chief Rod McLeish in London on the KYW News Radio direct line.
Rod, from your view there in London, just exactly what is the Soviet motive behind attempts to negotiate the Indian-Pakistan war?
Well, the Soviets are on the spot, Steve. As you know, they have this profound dispute with China. I think the thing they don't want to have happen is that the war intensifies, China enters it, and then India calls upon the Soviets for military help, as she'll call upon the United States and the United Kingdom. If that happened, the first thing the Soviets would do would be to increase their military aid to India, but it could be that they would be pressured or feel that they'd be pressured into coming to an actual military assistance with troops on the Indian side, because the Chinese, of course, are in collaboration with the Pakistanis. If that happened, this would mean, it could mean, that Soviet troops could be fighting alongside United States troops against Chinese troops. Now, the Soviets loathe the Chinese. They're in a power struggle for world communist leadership with them. But obviously, a situation like that would not help the Soviet side at all, and it would lend credence to the Chinese charges that the Soviet Union and the United States, as two great powers, are seeking to divide the world up between them. For obvious reasons, Soviets don't want that to happen, and so their main motive in trying to find a way to negotiate out of this crisis is to forestall some sort of development like that.
If I may ask this, Rod, if the Soviet move to negotiate the situation does not succeed, do you think that the Soviets will support any move or show of force by the United Nations?
Yes, I think that this would be their fallback position, that they would sanction anything that the UN might do to step in the middle of this crisis. You'll notice that Fedorenko did vote for the Security Council resolution in New York, the Soviet ambassador at the United Nations. Now, this would be the next fallback position for the Soviets. Obviously, they'd like to see the situation, at least the shooting, stop before they even got to that stage.
Okay, Rod, nice talking with you.
Nice to talk to you.
Rod McLeish, KYW, European Bureau Chief in London, on the KYW News Radio direct line. KYW News Time, 12:11. The 20th session of the United Nations...